A driving reason for the bill is partially a report commissioned by the State Chamber of Commerce in 2024, which projected North Carolina to face a housing gap of more than 764,000 units based on demand for new units and need for repairs of old ones. To address that gap, a bipartisan group of lawmakers developed provisions of House Bill 765, now Senate Bill 205, meant to more quickly spur development. Some of the strategies included allow more density in areas and encourage more infill housing in places zoned for single-family homes, while limiting what zoning authority local governments can make that traditionally have stalled development. Additionally, the measure would shorten the windows local governments have to review and critique applications from builders, speeding up how long it may take for approval or denial. The Home Builders Association of Durham, Orange, and Chatham counties is generally supportive of the effort, while the statewide association has been a vocal proponent. Local government liaison Ian Scott acknowledges how the town governments of Chapel Hill and Carrboro are already working to adopt some of the zoning updates to allow more infill housing in their ongoing land use ordinance rewrites. But he says with the rest of North Carolina catching up to the housing needs locally, a shift in governmental approach is necessary to correct for the underbuilding trends.
We need meaningful policy change and regulatory change, and we need the approvals process to be predictable and fast. The housing industry is, I think, ready to build, knows there's a need, and knows there's a need for housing at all different income levels. I'm gratified that both local and state leaders are prioritizing housing policy this year and encourage everybody to move forward faster. We got to get change.
But there are several state lawmakers and local governments that are pushing back on the bill, citing concerns that the state would remove their ability to manage what development gets done locally and effectively eliminate local zoning options. District 50 Representative Renee Price is among them. Before moving to the House, she was a longtime Orange County commissioner and says while she supports developers' efforts to build more housing and expediting regulatory processes, the changes could hamper municipalities' ability to best plan for growth specific to their communities. Price also points to the infrastructure challenges many areas face for accommodating more housing, as well as the burden a faster development process could put on government staff that are already stretched thin.
It's kind of a chicken and egg type of thing. You want to be able to move development so that your community can grow, but you've got to have the staff to do it. And in order to have the staff to do it, you know, that development has to happen. But having spent 10 years as a county commissioner, I'm very sensitive to any legislation that will decrease or eliminate power from our local governments or any local authority.
Senator Greg Meyer, who represents Orange County in District 23, says he is disappointed the state government has not made any significant housing legislation in his 12 years of serving in Raleigh, but he does not see the bill in its current form as the most productive method of reform.
The problem with this proposal that's being put forward now is that it's all sticks and no carrot. It doesn't incentivize any good approaches to housing. It just punishes municipalities who are trying to put limits on certain types of housing. You need a combination of the two. And then you also need better policy around things like transportation so that housing and transportation build connected, dense communities. If you put all that together, we could have an amazing package. But this bill is a long way off from that.
Like Meyer, Chapel Hill Town Councilor Theodore Nollert says he sees potential in the housing goals and clear drawbacks to SB 205. As a major housing advocate, he says there are several components of the proposal he supports to allow for a diverse range of housing types and encourage more affordable units from developers. From a town government perspective, Nollert says he understands why municipalities and counties would be skeptical of losing zoning authority to a state legislature at a time when the Republican Party aims to expand its political control over offices.
Local communities contribute to some of these challenges when they don't build tall buildings and when they don't build in a way that provides services efficiently. But they are also faced with a lack of resources from the state, and they are faced with a state legislature that loves to take power away and move it around. And housing should not be a partisan issue.
For now, SB 205 remains awaiting a review by the Rules Committee of the North Carolina House. It was briefly put onto the agenda for Wednesday's session before being removed minutes before lawmakers called their business to order. You can find more resources and thoughts from local representatives on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.